Psalm 61. And David here says in verse number 2, he said, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. David said in Psalm 61 verse 2, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And we see that in Psalm 61 when David is overwhelmed, when his heart is overwhelmed, he sought for God to lead him to the rock. He sought God to lead him to one that is stronger than David was, that was wiser than David was. And then last Sunday we looked at Psalms 142, and in verse number 3, David said, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, thou knewest my path. And we see David said in Psalms 142 in verse number 3, when he says, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. David understood that even though he was overwhelmed, even though he was weighted down with circumstances and troubles in his life and affliction, and in a spot of distress, David knew there was one higher than him. David knew the rock still had his eyes on David. And last Sunday we looked at the great pursuit of David as we find David in Psalms 142, overwhelmed, weighted down with trouble. Do we find David in Psalms 142 pursuing God in prayer? We find David pursuing God's power. We find David pursuing God's protection and God's presence for his life. And you and I, when we get in a spot that we're overwhelmed, my, how it would do us good, every single one of us, to follow the example of David and to pursue God in prayer and pursue God's power. Well, this morning we find in Psalms 143, not only did we look at David's great pursuit, but I want to look at Psalms 143, and I want to look at David's great perseverance. Even though we find David still overwhelmed in verse or Psalms 143, no longer is David fleeing from Saul, but here in Psalms 143, it was written by David when he was fleeing from Absalom. His own son now is coming against him. And we find David, no doubt, wrote this Psalm, Psalm 143, from an oppressed heart, from a heart that was overwhelmed. For we find in verse number 4, David says, when my spirit, therefore is my spirit overwhelmed. Then go with me to verse number 11 of Psalms 143. David says, for thy righteous sake, bring my soul out of trouble. It seems like now David is unable to escape this trouble, for he comes out of Psalms 142 fleeing from Saul. He's in a cave with some 100 men, but Saul's got over 3,000 that's pursuing David. Well, now David in Psalms 143 is now fleeing from his wife again. Absalom, his own son's coming against him, and David looks to God in verse number 11 and says, for thy righteous saying, bring my soul out of trouble. That word trouble there, it means distress or infliction. We find David here for the past 3 Sundays has been in a time of distress or a time of infliction. And we can say this morning that if you and I was to go through Psalms 142, there'd be some that would quit, some that would just lay it all down. I want to tell you this morning, we find David in great pursuit in Psalms 142. But in Psalms 143, if we're ever going to be able to overcome, overwhelmed like David does, then we got to have great perseverance. What do you mean, preacher? We got to keep going, even though it seems like the enemy's still pursuing, even though the demons of hell seems it's still pursuing against us. You and I have got to keep on going. We find David here in Psalms 143. He's covered over with grief. He is borne down with sorrow, for David felt perplexed and overturned, lonely and afflicted. His whole family's coming against him, pursuing against him to bring him down. We find here in verse number 4, David goes on to say this. He adds to the overwhelmed spirit when David said in verse number 4, he said, my heart within me, David said, is desolate. That word there, it means to stun. David said, I'm stunned at what's going on around me. I'm stunned that Saul was persecuting me, but now my own family's coming against me. Now my own son is coming against me. That word also means to be devastated. David, just like you and I, oftentimes get devastated and stunned at what circumstances happen around us and even in our own life. When David said here in verse number 4, my heart within me is desolate. This speaks of David being filled with sore amazement at not knowing what direction to turn or not knowing what things will come after. David here, he just got through Saul pursuing him and Saul's army pursuing him. And now David is stunned and amazed that his own son is coming against him. And he stands amazed, first of all, not knowing what will come next. But I want to tell you, he knew who to turn to. And that was the Lord. Just like in Psalm 61, when David was overwhelmed, he looked to God. In Psalms 142, when David was overwhelmed, he looked unto God. And now I want to tell you this morning in Psalms 143, nothing's changed. Even though David's still going through problems, even now, and even now his own son's pursuing against him to slay him, David said, I'm not going to change who I'm looking to. And that was the Lord. So let's look at this morning at David's great perseverance under an overwhelmed heart. We looked at David's great pursuit under an overwhelmed heart that he pursued God in prayer. Well, I want to tell you what kept David going. What kept David going? Some may say, how did David keep going after Saul pursued him? How did David keep going? How did David keep going? Now his own son's pursuing him. All the affliction, all the trouble and tribulation that's coming against David's life. How's David keep going? Well, look with me in Psalm 61 this morning. I want to show you there's a pattern in David's life that David does under this overwhelmed heart that leads him to pursue God and leads him to have perseverance in God. And David this morning did not do something out of our reach. Did not do something that you and I are not capable of doing in the day that you and I are in. Notice the pattern. What made David keep going? What made David keep his head above water, if you want to say that, this morning? Well, in Psalm 61, we notice in verse number 2, David said, when my heart is overwhelmed. Notice how David starts it off in verse number 1. He said, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. Psalms 142. Go with me there this morning. David said in verse number 3, when my spirit is overwhelmed. But notice we read verse number 1. David said, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. Psalms 143 in verse number 4. David said, when my spirit is overwhelmed, Notice here, within me and my heart, within me is desolate. What do we find David doing in verse number 1? He is crying out to God and he said, hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear unto my supplication. We find a pattern in David's life that equipped David to be able to overcome being overwhelmed. And that is, every time that David was overwhelmed, do we find David praying? His pattern in Psalm 61. Psalms 142 and Psalms 143 starts off praying. Now I want to tell you this morning, if you and I are ever going to overcome being overwhelmed, it'll be through our prayer life. It'll be through praying. It'll be through taking our problems to God. And what David's doing here, his heart's troubled. Overwhelmed means weighted down. David's weighted down with everything that's going on around him and in his own life. But David said, I got to keep praying. I got to keep getting a hold of God. In other words, David said, I'm going to dump all this weight that is on me that I'm not able to bear, and I'm going to dump it on one that can handle it. I want to tell you this morning, there's not a problem that you and I have been through in the past or going through today and will go through in the upcoming years that God's not able to handle. David knew that God was able to handle all of his problems. There wasn't a problem too small that David could not throw on God. There wasn't a problem too big that David could not throw on God. David knew under any obstacle, David could go to God and dump it all on him. I want to say this morning, many people's got too much pride to dump their problems on God. I want to tell you this morning, I'm weak. I got to dump my problems on him, because I'll go crazy trying to handle them myself. And here we find David, he has no pride, but he comes to God in humble spirit, just dumping and pouring all of this weight on the one that can bear it. Notice here we find in verse number 1 of Psalms 143, David said, hear my prayer. And then he says in verse number 1, O Lord, give ear unto my supplication. To David. Now notice, to David, it was of no purpose to pray if God was not going to hear him. David did not want to waste his time praying. David did not want to waste his time speaking to the Lord if God was not going to open his ears unto David's prayer. So first of all, do we find David, before David ever lifts up his problems unto God, before David ever just dumps his problems out to God, do we find David in an earnest prayer? He said in verse number 1, he says, give ear to my supplication. That word supplication there, in the Hebrew, it means earnest prayer. David here is in an earnest prayer, not necessarily at this point dumping his problems out on God or giving God this weight that David's bearing, but David is in earnest prayer. He's asking God in verse number 1 to hear my supplication. That earnest prayer that David has is that God would open his ears unto David's prayer. I want to tell you this morning, you and I can pray. You and I can pray until we're blue in the face. And if God don't hear it, our prayer will be in vain. So David here said, my prayer's gotta pierce the ears of God. My prayer's gotta get to the throne room of God. And David, in humble spirit and in humble mind, he comes to God and says, Lord, hear my supplication. Lord, hear my earnest prayer. And that was that God would open his ears unto David's problems. God's eyes was already open to David's problems. God's eyes was already open to David's problems. God already saw everything that David was going through. God already saw the weight that David was under. But David needed God's ears to be open to David's heart, because David here is about to pour his heart out unto God. So David asked and desired that God's heart, or David's prayed that God's ears would be open unto David's heart. Notice what he said. In verse 1 he said, "Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplication." Prayer was the key to David's life and overcoming his overwhelmed. In verse number 1, notice what David says, "In thy faithfulness, answer me." He says, "And in thy righteousness." David's coming to God overwhelmed. David's coming to God under the pressure of his enemies. But it does not never change the fact in David's mind that God's still faithful. That God is still righteous. Many say today, "Well, God put me down. I'm under so much pressure. I'm weighted down so much. God is coming against me." Well, David didn't have that attitude. David had that attitude of, "Lord, I know I'm overwhelmed. Lord, I know I'm pressured down with trouble." He said, "But you're still faithful through it all. You're still faithful through it all." We've had several people in the back in 2020 towards the end was in the hospital really sick. And I want to tell you this morning, some passed away. But can I tell you, through it all, God was still faithful. And nothing that you and I go through, nothing that you and I may be through today does not change the fact that God is not faithful. And David knew that through the circumstances he was in. Imagine how you would feel, how I would feel this morning if those two boys there started coming against me and sought to kill me and to slay me. How would it feel? It would rip you inside out this morning. Well, David felt that way, but David knew that God was still faithful and that God was still righteous. He said here in verse number 1, "And thy faithfulness answered me." The psalmist relied on God's answer. How did David overcome overwhelmed? He relied on God's answer. The psalmist here desired God's answer. The psalmist here expected God's answer. He wasn't going to God in prayer hoping. He was going to God expecting. You and I this morning, we make a mistake when we go to God hoping. "Well, I hope the circumstances come out." Right? Well, David didn't go to God that way. David went to God expecting God to hear his prayer. Expecting God to open his ears where David could pour his heart out unto him. The prayer of David. Then notice number 2 and verse number 3, the persecution of David. We find David praying first. We find David asking God to open his ears unto David's heart, because David's going to pour his heart out unto God. Well, in verse number 3, we see that this is why David desired God to hear his prayer. This is why David desired for God to hear his prayer. Because you imagine verse number 3 this morning. David said, "For the enemy hath persecuted my soul." Now you got to think about who he's talking about, the enemy. He's talking about his own son. Absalom's coming against him. David considered him his enemy. Notice what he said. "For the enemy hath persecuted my soul." That word persecuted, it means to run after. Or to pursue. We find David in Psalms 142 pursuing God. Well, in Psalms 143, we see David said, "For the enemy hath persecuted my soul." Or in other words, we could say David said, "For the enemy hath pursued," or "the enemy had ran after my soul." The enemy is attacking the inner man of David. The enemy is bringing David down spiritually. The enemy is tearing David apart, if we could say this morning. But even though in verse number 3, the enemy is pursuing or running after David, notice what David's doing. David don't quit. David don't give up on God. David don't curl up in a ball and just want to quit on God. But in return, do we find David pursuing after God? Do we find David pursuing after Him? I want to tell you this morning, that's a good thing to do. When the enemy is pursuing after you, when the enemy is running after you, what do I do, preacher? I want to tell you what we do. We get on our running shoes and we run after God. We pursue after God. It don't matter if there's a hurdle that comes up. You jump over the hurdle and keep on keeping on for Jesus. Keep on running after Him. That's what we find David doing in verse number 3. David said, "For the enemy hath persecuted my soul." He is running against me. He is pursuing me. David said in verse number 3, "He has smitten my life down to the ground." This speaks of the enemy bringing David down low, beating David down. And verse number 3, he said, "He hath made me to dwell in darkness." This here not only speaks of the cave that David was in verse number 142, or Psalms 142, but this also speaks of great affliction of the body and mind that David is under, because the enemy is pursuing after him and the enemy is running after David. Notice what he said. "He hath made me to dwell in darkness." So what does David do? We find David praying in verse number 1. We find David telling God about his persecutors or his pursuers and his position in verse number 3. How does David overcome overwhelmed? Verse number 4. Let's read it. David said, "I remember the days of old." He said, "I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the," notice here, "the work of thy hands." There's three things that David did in verse number 5 that shows his great perseverance under a great pursuit of the enemy. And I want to tell you this, just like David in verse number 1 prayed unto God, and that's not out of our reach this morning. Verse number 5 this morning is not out of our reach as well. What David did in verse number 5, every single one of us can do when the enemy is pursuing after us. When it feels like that our spirit is overwhelmed and our heart is stunned and even to the point being devastated. Here's what you and I can do, just like David. Well, what did David do? In verse number 5, we see the past memory of David. The past memory of David. What does he say in verse number 5? He said, "I remember the days of old." You better believe this morning David didn't ever forget about what God's brought him through. Oftentimes, you and I, we forget about when the pressure seems so hard, when it seems like we're so overwhelmed. Oftentimes, you and I, we forget about what God's already done in our life. Well, David here in a spot of overwhelmed, weighted down with affliction, weighted down with distress. What kept David going? Why do we see such great perseverance in David's life? It's because David never forget where God brought him from. David never forgot the past victories that God brought him through. And David knew that if God brought him through circumstances back then there's not a circumstance today or in days ahead that God's not going to be able to get him through. So think about David under such pressure, under such turmoil, we could say, that his own son is coming against him to kill him. David said, "I got to remember what God's done to me before. I got to remember how God's delivered me before. I got to remember on the past victories that God has allowed me to experience." That was the key to David's perseverance. His great perseverance is that he never forgot what God done for him. Then in verse number 5, we also see David said, I meditate on all thy works. Not only this is what kept David going under pressure. This is what kept David going under being overwhelmed, that he remembered the past victories of God. Then we notice what kept David going is the present meditation of David. David did not say, I have meditated on all thy works. For we know David has. But David, under such pressure, under an overwhelmed spirit, do we find David saying in verse number 5, I meditate on all thy works. That word meditate, it means to imagine or to speak. Now, you and I know from our own life, oftentimes when you and I are under great pressure, when you and I are under such a weight of affliction or distress, what do we often do? And now, maybe you don't, but I find myself oftentimes speaking down on the circumstance. But you know what we find David doing under such pressure as Absalom is charging him, is pursuing him. And we find David meditating. We find David speaking on the works of God. The works of God. And what this does is charge the spiritual battery in David's life. When you and I began to speak on spiritual things, when you and I began to speak on God's works, what it does is it charges us inside to keep us going and to keep us pressing on for God. I don't know about you, but if I get somebody that all they do is speak down about circumstances and bring people down, well, that brings me down in spirit. I got to get around somebody that speaks on the Lord. I got to find myself speaking on God's Word, and what it does is it charges that battery when it seems to be about run down. Oftentimes, now, my boys got battery toys. You put Ezra on it, it'll run a lot longer than you put Zeke on it. You put me on it, some 200 pounds on a little electric four-wheeler, well, it don't seem to last very long. The battery runs out very quickly. I want to tell you, that's just like our life. That's just like our spiritual life. The more weight we're under, the more weight that God allows us to get on, it seems like our spiritual battery runs down quicker. Well, what does that mean? That means we got to go to God more often. When problems come, don't run from God. Run to Him 100 miles an hour because we need Him every step of the way. What made David get over being overwhelmed? First of all, he remembered his past victories. He presently meditated on God's work, but then in verse 5, he said, I muse on the work of thy hands. That word muse there means to ponder. David pondered on the work of God. He pondered on the hands of God. Then we notice in verse number 6, what kept David going was the great passion that David had for the Lord. Notice what he said. In verse number 6, he said, I've stretched forth my hands unto thee. Under much distress and much weight, David here is like a little child that is reaching for his parents. Everyone in here has seen a child when they're hurt. What do they do with both arms? They reach up and look up unto their parent. You know what David's doing here in Psalms 143, verse number 6? All the weight, all the distress has brought David to his knees, and he's now looking up with his hands stretched forth to God, desiring help from God, desiring God to pick him up and to carry him over his trouble. For we find in verse number 6 that troubles did not discourage David's devotion to God. That under much weight of problems, do we still find David on his knees with his hands reached toward the heavens, asking God and desiring God to help him in his life. Lastly, the path of David. What kept David going? What kept charging David's battery to keep going for God, pursuing after God? This is verse number 8. David desired the path of God for his life. Let's look in verse number 8. David said, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Then David said in verse number 8, cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. David sought under much pressure. David sought under an overwhelmed spirit. He sought the will of God for his life. He sought the way of truth. This is perseverance in David. David could have easily quit on God. But under much weight do we find David's perseverance. David still wanted to go after God. We find that David sought the path of faith for his life. David desired to have more knowledge of God's Word. In verse number 8, he said, cause me to know the way therein I should walk. He desired to have more knowledge of God's will, which would enable David to walk in a way under much weight and under much pressure that is still pleasing to God. What perseverance he had. That David under much weight, and David under much pressure, that his own family, his own child turned against him. David said, Lord, in verse number 8, calls me to know the way wherein I should walk. David wanted to still walk in God's way. David still wanted to have God's will for his life. Wherein under much weight and in an overwhelmed spirit and a heart that is stunned and devastated, David could still be pleasing unto God. Verse number 9, David said, I flee unto thee to hide me. The Lord was the only place of refuge for David. Verse number 9, do we find David running in one direction? And that's to God. He's running directly to God. Verse number 12, we still see the great perseverance of David. Under his own family, his own child coming against him, it seems like God's his only friend. God's kept his promise to David. David said in verse number 12, and of thy mercies cut off my enemies. Notice his prayer, and destroy all them that afflict my soul. The last five words of David in Psalms 143 symbolizes God's grace on David's life. For under all of this pressure and all of this weight, David closes Psalms 143 with five words directed to God. He says, I am thy servant. For. David says, for. Even though all of this, Lord, no. For I am thy servant. David under much weight. David under much pressure. When many would have quit. When their own son turned against them, many would have just gave up. Said, what's the hope of living? David closes Psalms 143 out in words of perseverance and words of grace. For he closes it in five words to God. He says, for I am thy servant. I want to ask you this morning, do you desire in Psalms 142 to have this great pursuit of David in your life? To pursue after God? To pursue after God in prayer or God's power or God's protection or God's presence in your life? And do you desire to have this great perseverance that David had? Under much weight of the enemy, David still kept on going for God. As we're standing all over the building.